Welcome back to Vibing with the Koyas. I'm Sequoia, aka Kid Hyphy, aka Oshigo. And I got co-host here, LaKoya,
aka Cricket.
Sometimes I just wish we had a little cricket sound to just go chirp chirp or whatever the fuck they
That's how I literally got the name.
I'm just saying. Anyways, this is Wednesday. How y'all doing? It's middle of the week, hump day. I'm tired already. How you feeling?
I'm tired.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is episode, what is this, number 8? 7? It's 7.
7?
It's episode 7. It's episode 7. See?
Okay.
Look, we're getting used to it now, but we are still getting used to it. We're still working on an intro for y'all. We got something in the works. We just got to get it all finalized.
Yes, and we just got a second set of equipment, so we going to be...
Doing more interviews coming soon. We got our first interview coming up Saturday.
Yes.
On, that's next weekend. So, that's going to be really exciting. We'll talk about that towards the end of this episode. But let's get into some local news. Not necessarily local, but this one's local to start.
This particular one, yes. So, we chose to talk about it today because it hit a little close to home. My daughter, she worked with this person. My niece worked with this person. You know, we know a few people that went to school with this person. And it's just weird. So, especially when it's something so tragic and it's that close to home. It makes you wonder, like, do you know the people that you work with? You know?
You know them to an extent.
To an extent. But you never know what the hell is going on in somebody's life.
We all got that one coworker we looking at going, he's definitely a serial killer on the weekends.
I'm probably the one they look at and think that I'm a serial killer.
Superhero, serial killer, one of the two. That bitch fighting crime or she committing them, one of the two. I don't know what's going on.
So Andrew Gray Blessett. this call came in August. And he was basically called 911 to state that he was rocking his son, and then all of a sudden the son just stopped breathing. So the child was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. At first, nothing seemed off until the autopsy, where there was significant blunt force trauma located. So then, obviously, it was... not an accident. This was changed into homicide. So he was due in court on the 24th. And unfortunately, there's absolutely nothing updated on this case. I searched for days. And I'm like, okay, so maybe they're just delayed on it. But made me wonder, like, maybe this is what they look at as a case is unimportant. Because then you go look up the other guy who was accused of killing his 3-month-old son. There's a lot of shit on him. He's also a white dude. There's a whole lot of coverage on that. But there isn't very much coverage on this one.
And you think it's because it's like, oh, another black person killed another black person. This will suffer.
Probably. And it's weird. It was like, so that child's life isn't important. His isn't as important as the other 3-month-old.
Yeah.
That just rubs me the wrong way. But yes, I did try to look into it and try to see if there's any updates, but absolutely nothing has been revealed. But speaking with my daughter, it was like he was acting like nothing happened, as if the child was still alive up until he was arrested. So is it mentally ill on his part? Because you can't just blame anybody with a mental illness to do some shit like that. Was it an accident? Did he drop the child? Like, what the hell happened?
What would make you just continue on thinking that your child is alive, even though you are seen to be known to be the killer?
Yes.
What is that?
That's psychotic.
Is it, damn, I didn't mean to kill him, and now I'm having, like, a mental crisis?
Or is you covering your tracks? But the fact that you already called and you knew the child was dead, but you kept proceeding to go to work and talk like the kid was still alive is wild. But yet there's...
Where's the kid's mother?
Couldn't find anything on her either, really. And I'm like, did she know? Was she there? Is she a part of it? Like, what the hell's going on with this case? Have you guys heard of it? Do you guys have any updates? This is really weird. I do think it needs to be talked about because it seems like there's an uprise in parents killing their children or children killing their parents. And what bothers me is you brought this life into the world for what? Some of y'all just don't need to be parents. Like, which brings us into our main person of the day. Just speaking about this horrible stuff, like all these people, you know, offing your kids, yet there's someone who had to watch all 13 of her children be sold off to slavery.
That's crazy.
So it's
that's just hard to watch too.
Right.
It's that's just that. Like, could you imagine? Oh, you gave birth to it. Cool. Thank you. I'm gonna take him now.
I'm gonna take this child now and put it in slavery.
Infants need more supervision. There needs to be something for a voice. They need a bigger voice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the lady? She was a nurse in the NICU.
Oh.
And she was like, any child of ethnicity, black kids, Mexican kids, Indians, whatever, she was like beating them up, bruising them, breaking their bones and shit.
Mm.
And it's like, what are you getting out of this? What the fuck are you getting out of that?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say it's a mental thing, but that's more like a hate in your heart.
Gotta be. What would possess you to want to harm an innocent child?
Like, just because it's a different race.
Like, that's hate at its core, you know? But for a parent to do it to the child...
They could hate the person they had the baby with, which would make them hate the baby.
There was no indication that he hated her, which is weird. Like, there's nothing that indicated that there was anything wrong.
We'll definitely have to circle back on that one.
We're definitely going to circle back once we get some more information, but I did want to bring that up.
I can see that that's going to turn into something.
It's just nothing.
It's so much unknown that when the known comes out,
it's going to be wild. Like, I'm just like, what the hell is happening with this one?
Because like I said, I still want to know where the mom at.
Yeah, definitely. And then the healthcare worker probably should have started with her because, ma'am, what the hell? Like,
No. We're going to end with her because it's not funny, but it'll lighten it up. It's still wrong and inappropriate. But the healthcare worker that was twerking and dropping it low on some of her clients' heads.
With disabilities. Like,
disability, elderly, and all that.
Like, you're dumb enough to do it.
You put this on social media.
You
put it on social media. Not everything goes on there.
Like, is this what the world has come to? All y'all need likes? Like, you just threw away your whole career for some likes?
They locked her ass up.
Like, what was she thinking? What were you thinking? Like, first of all, it's a dumb.
Why would the fuck would you think it was funny in the first place? Why are you dropping your
let it have been one of my disabled fucking family members. Ma'am, I'm hunting you down.
Dropping your hoo-ha.
This is why I don't
want
to send none of them to the home. Like, you can stay in your house, just give us all keys, and we go each go through and check on you. That's what my fucking mom and her siblings do with my grandmother. So, she ain't going to no home. Ain't sending my mom to no home. That's out. Because them people, I don't trust it. Do not trust it.
Yeah.
And then it's more and more shit being exposed. Like,
and this was a little black girl, too. Like, black people already have it hard enough, like, trying to get in there.
Right.
And then also trying to be in a home and be taken care of. But now you got the opportunity to change the system. And instead you decided to twerk on a man's head.
Further,
and then post it online.
Further pushing that narrative about black women. Like, why?
It's like, you had an opportunity here to be so successful.
Right.
Be a movement to this fucking career and field. And do you know how many times black people go into a home or something, and they get mistreated just because they're like, oh, that's little Charlene's little old ass. We'll leave her over there in the corner. She'd be all right. Just all you gotta do is do your fucking job, take care of them, and then maybe they'll start going, okay, you know what? Maybe we should look at the black people and take care of them a little bit better. You know, just because they got old just like he got old. But no, instead, you saw some funny ha ha he he shit.
Let me post this and get some likes on TikTok.
Sorry, our audience in the back. I don't know what the hell.
He probably shocked because, like, who does that?
Because I said hoo ha. Do you want me to say her vagina? This man.
Anyways, I just feel like that was disgraceful. Disrespectful. Vagina. What?
I said vagina.
Stop it. I just, with the one dude who was like, she was dropping her cakes on the patient. And I died. That took me. I was like, dropping her cakes. Because she sure was. And then had her phone out and just
was grinding on the man's head. And like, he just sitting there like, I couldn't tell if he was enjoying it or if he was upset or if what.
He probably didn't understand what the hell was happening. Showing,
but man, why are you up here? I said like, I was
what
wet.
Are you doing up there? I just want my diaper changed.
She's like, I'm wet too. Bitch, get off me.
Like, bitch, what the hell were you thinking? Like, why? Why? Why would you do that? And then furthermore, why would you post it?
Right?
Like, the whole act itself is wrong. It was dumb to do it. And it's even dumber to post it. No, that is just somebody seeking attention, which could, I don't know. She got maybe got some daddy issues. We don't know. But whatever your issues are, leave it at the door when you go to work. Oof. Leave it at the door when you go to work.
Let me take a shot, and I will.
We already just covered that. So you gotta do what you gotta do to get yourself the might rind to do your job to the best of your abilities.
The might rind.
Now, if you, especially if you're working with children,
the might rind.
And stop it.
You go fix. You're not gonna fix it. You're not gonna say right mind instead right of might to the might rind.
The might rind. Look, one too many truly. Anyways,
you only had one
and a half.
One and a quarter.
A quarter. You right. You right. That's enough.
Shout out to Truly. Sponsor us. Yes. I'm not stopping till I get that free box of Truly's on my door and them exclusive flavors, some slippers, maybe a raincoat. I don't give a damn.
Girl.
Truly, shout out.
Anyway, so she must be mentally unstable, something wrong with her, but I just feel like she was doing it for likes. Everybody wants to be, like, TikTok famous, but that was not the way to go about it. Not at all.
Especially with everything that women have done for us in history, this is kind of, like, setting us back.
Right. Like, ma'am.
It's like, bitch, these people did not go and fight for us for you to come out here and act like that.
And that can be said for a lot of other things.
Right.
But speaking of the women in history...
Shout out, we're doing... bringing her back up from our historical women episode. So, join the truth. We just wanted to talk about her a little bit. It is Black History Month, so we're going to try and sprinkle a little Black history on every episode this month. So, that way, y'all get a little educated. Because I think what it was is they stopped talking about us. And
want to stop again. And not just us. Others as well.
Yeah.
They could take and not want to acknowledge it, but you really can't take someone's history away. So.
You can't as long as you keep talking about it. But the minute we all stop talking about it, it disappears.
That's when it disappears. When we stop talking about it. So, we gonna talk about it.
Well, let's talk about it.
So, Soul Joyner. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Soul Joyner.
She learned.
Was born Isabella Bumfrey, as we had mentioned in the previous episode, so we couldn't exactly find
when she was born.
Just we know the year.
1797.
And Soraka. With place of birth was Ulster County, New York. It has her date of death, but we could not find like exactly when she was blessed.
Well, I mean, they didn't have birth certificates
back then, so like they just know the year. And hopefully that's accurate, that that's all we got. 1797. And then she passed November 26th,
1883. Thanks.
You good?
Sorry.
All right. So when she was 9 years old, she was sold away from her parents to John Neely near Kingston, New York. He purchased her and a flock of sheep for $100.
More than what an Irish slave would have been sold for?
Yes. Significantly more. We will touch on that in another in March.
That'll be March. We'll start talking about Irish. We'll give y'all some time.
So she remained at John Neely's until 1808, when she was sold to tavern keeper. Is it Martinez? Shiver? I don't know. S-C-H-R-Y-V-E-R of Port Irwin, New York, where she stayed for 18 months. In 1810, she was sold again to John DeMont of West Park, New York. She remained his property until 1826, when she escaped to freedom.
That's crazy as fuck to think that we were property.
Property. That is literally how it was written down.
And then she was sold three times.
Yes.
Not only was she sold, but her children were sold.
Mm-hmm. And so she experienced tension and harassment from John's wife, Elizabeth, and raped by John in 1815. She met and fell in love with Robert, an enslaved man from a neighboring farm. So Robert's owner forbade the relationship and beat Robert to death for meeting Bumfrey against his wishes. So some years later, she married an older enslaved man named Thomas. She had two children prior to Thomas. Her first child, James, died in childhood. Her second child, Diana, was the result of a rape by John DeMont. She had her last three children, Peter, Elizabeth, and Sophia, with Thomas. In 1799, New York State passed a law for gradual abolition of slavery after July 4, 1799. Children born to enslaved women were, by legal definition, free, but required to work for their mother's owner until they were in their 20s. So 28 for males and 25 for females. Those born before July 4th, 1799 were redefined by law as indentured servants. In reality, they continue to be enslaved for life. In 1817, law declared that all slaves in the state born before July 4th, 1799 would become free on July 4th, 1827. John DeMont promised to emancipate Bumfrey before this final date of emancipation. In 1826, he changed his mind. Of course he did.
Wow.
Yeah, changed his mind. So before the year ended, she freed herself and her infant daughter, Sophia. She was not able to bring the rest of her family with her and would later work to emancipate Peter after DeMont sold him to South Alabama in defiance of the law. So they were still being sold regardless. So her and her daughter had found refuge at the home of Isaac and Maria Van Wagenen in New Paltz, New York. To keep her safe, the Van Wagenens paid DeMont $20 for her labor until Emancipation Day, July 4th, 1827. Did you want to add anything?
I think you pretty much covered everything.
So it was while with the Van Wagons that Bumphrey had...
He missed her speech. That's what it was.
The speech? Mm-hmm. This is going in like chronological order. We could bring up her speech too. It was a very powerful speech. So she experienced a religious awakening, becoming a devout Christian. In 1829, she and Peter left New Paltz and moved to New York City, where she worked as a housekeeper in the city. And at one point, she was accused of poisoning and stealing from one of her employers. She was acquitted of both charges. In 1839, Peter had took a job on a whaling ship. Although Bumphrey received letters from her son during his journey, when the ship returned to New York in 1842, Peter was not aboard. She never heard from him again.
Wow. That's sad.
Mm-hmm. In 1843, she became a Methodist, called by God to leave the city and testify the hope that was in her. Across the countryside, she took the name Sojourner Truth and began touring the country speaking against slavery. So that's really where she started that journey on there. And this is where things get interesting. So in 1844, she moved to Northampton, Massachusetts, and joined the Northampton Association of Education and Industry. They had founded by abolitionists in the community. They had stopped the on the Underground Railroad. Its members supported women's rights, religious tolerance, and pacifism. It was in Northampton that she met William Lloyd Garrison and Frederick Douglass. After the association disbanded in 1846, Truth remained in Western Massachusetts and began dictating her memoirs to her friend Olivia Gilbert. In 1850, her book, The Narrative of Sojourner Truth, A Northern Slave, was published by Garrison. She bought a house in Northampton and spoke at the first National Women's Rights Convention in, Worcester? W-O-R-C-S-T-R?
Rochester?
Nah, ain't no H in there.
No?
Whatever. Worcester, Massachusetts. She paid off her home just 3 years later, in part by selling photographs of her captioned.
Don, I thought you were going to say of her feet. I was going to say, what the fuck?
Girl, instead, I sell the shadow to support the substance. And that was a direct quote from her. In May 1851, she attended the Ohio Women's Rights Convention in Akron, where she delivered her speech, Ain't I a Woman? Told you it was coming.
I just want to make sure.
It was coming. One of the most famous speeches on African American and women's rights in American history. So, yes, Black history is American history. So he can try to not acknowledge it, but you can never take it away.
Yeah.
So, yes, about her, did you want to get on the speech? Because I know that was what you were waiting for. Or are you just high and just listening to me talk about her?
I'm listening to your angelic voice.
It's not angelic.
I'm
going
to talk when we get down to the next subject. So I'm letting you
all right, well,
nerd
Truth,
out, friend.
Yes, let me nerd out. Truth continued to travel the United States to speak on matters relating to the rights of African Americans and women, including the right to vote. In 1857, Truth moved to Harmonia, Michigan, where she had friends and where her daughter Elizabeth lived. She later moved to Battle Creek during the Civil War. Truth helped recruit African American men for the Union Army. Her grandson, James Caldwell, enlisted in the 54th Massachusetts Regiment in 1864. She worked for the National Freedmen's Relief Association in Washington, D.C., where she met President Abraham Lincoln.
Shout out, Lincoln.
While in Washington, she traveled on public streetcars in support of their desegregation. Truth continued to advocate and lobby pressure for the needs of African Americans. Starting in 1870, she advocated to secure land grants for the federal government for former enslaved people, which was an unsuccessful effort. As part of this work, she met President Ulysses S. Grant in the White House in 1872. She returned to Battle Creek and worked on Grant's re-election campaign. She went to the polls on election day to vote, but was turned away. Although her health was in decline, she continued to travel and speak. She died in her Battle Creek home in November 26, 1883, at the age of 86.
Speculating 86.
Speculating. She was buried in Battle Creek's Oak Hill Cemetery. In her life, she tirelessly advocated for the rights of African Americans, women, and for numerous reform causes, including prison reform and against capital punishment.
And yeah, we still fighting.
Still.
For prison reform.
Yes, still, to this day.
And our African-American rights.
To this day.
This is from 18. We are in the 2025.
And this is still...
And we still fighting for this fucking right to party.
The same shit.
You ain't this a bitch?
Yes.
Women are still fighting. Matter of fact, the rights that they fought for are now starting to be taken from us. And yet, this shit has been going on for centuries.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And she is memorialized in countless artworks, murals, and statues. She provided the namesake for the 1997 NASA Mars Pathfinder robot, Sojourner. That's where, you know, I'm all into space. And I was just like, yes, I was so happy when I saw that. I was like, yay. I knew that sounded familiar. I don't know why I sound like that. Been around my family too long. Woo! The Pathfinder robot and for the asteroid 249521 Truth. In 2009, Truth became the first black woman memorialized with a bust in the U.S. Capitol.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Are they gonna let it stay there?
They better, or we will storm the Capitol. Just kidding. Or am I?
She's kidding. Y'all can storm the Capitol. She is not going.
I can't.
No. Oh. Your little ass. Again, I told you, you're not leaving me with all these kids.
Whatever.
Shit.
But we did want to take a moment to give a thanks to Sojourner Truth for all that she has done and contributed, even though everything that she had worked for is now being threatened.
Yeah.
Which is wild. And it's wild that this is still something that is constantly... on the board. Like, just say y'all don't...
Like, why y'all mad?
Like, y'all just mad? Like, get over it.
You want a vagina? Just say that. I know a doctor down the street that'll give you one. They not that fun.
Wow.
That's crazy. Well, speaking of all of the slavery she had to endure, my grandma calls it slave food. Some people refer to it as soul food. Whatever you want to call it. It is Black History Month, so I'm curious to know what's your favorite soul food or slave food dish. If y'all could put that in the comments, you know, we'd love to know. I don't really eat this type of food. It just never really looked
either.
Good to me.
Like,
it doesn't
I am
really
not
smell
a
that good
friend.
To me.
Is it chitlins or chitterlings?
Some chitterlins.
Chitterlings. I don't eat that shit. I don't even eat pork.
I've eaten chitlins before. I've eaten pig feet. My grandma used to trick me and told me all that shit was chicken. My little dumb ass was like, all right, this
it
chicken.
It don't even look like chicken.
And she was like, you would question it. You'd be like, this chicken don't look right. And I'd be like, just eat it, baby. It's chicken. It's chicken. I just cooked it different. And I would eat it and I'd be like, all right, this ain't that bad. But now that I'm older and I know what it is, ma'am, you wrong for feeding me that.
The only thing I'm going to fuck with is the fried catfish, fried southern catfish with some greens. some mac and cheese.
You know how old I was when I started eating greens? I was well into my mid-20s. Okay? Somebody was like, just try it. Just try it. I don't remember whose grandma's house I was at, but she cooked the hell out of those greens. I was like, ma'am, if greens taste like this, I would have been eating these.
So, with some hot water cornbread.
I don't like that shit. That's nasty.
It's part of what we talking about. It's nasty. Man. I've had it, all right? Look, I've had it.
I've had it multiple times. I've seen my grandma make it. That shit don't taste good.
Now, my mama's made it.
My husband will eat it. He from Oklahoma. He'll eat that. I don't like black-eyed peas. I don't like how that shit smells.
I don't like how it looks. I feel like the food's looking at me.
Yeah. Is that just an R-word situation?
And I'm like, I was until you started staring at me.
What'd you say back there?
I thought that was a bonus.
That the food is looking at you is a bonus?
Not though. When I was little, I was like, it has eyeballs and it's staring at me and I don't want to eat this.
Okra.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't like okra.
I don't. It's so slimy.
No, you gotta make it right. I like fried okra, and everybody cannot cook okra.
I didn't like the fact because when she was prepping it, and I cut one, and I was like, "Hey, why is this slimy on the inside?" And ever since then, I can't get that texture out of my brain, and I'm just like, "That's
I can
nasty.
Do the okra, but it has to be.
I don't like how it smells either.
Right.
It's fuzzy on the outside, it's slimy on the inside, and it smells bad. Why y'all eating that?
I could give okra a try.
That's too many textures for me.
Not too much, but I could give it a try.
No. I can't do that. Me?
I'd be trying.
I'm with you on the catfish.
I'm
with you on the catfish. And I don't know, is fucking jambalaya, is that considered?
I don't do jambalaya because
it's a sausage. I will eat it. I will eat that. But is that like...
I guess,
New Orleans. Is that, does that consider slavery?
We gonna call it that. It's soul food. It's soul food.
Mac and cheese.
Now, I do red beans and rice. Now, my red beans and rice go dumb. And I'll throw some oxtails up in that bitch.
I've never eaten an oxtail. I'm gonna be honest, friend.
If you've had my red beans and rice, you have had an oxtail.
I haven't.
You may not have. You have had my red beans.
I haven't. He ate it, not me.
Oh, that's right. Maya did. But yes, I put
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying
it.
If I hate,
I like it better with the oxtails than with, because I won't use ground beef. I haven't eaten ground beef in, but I do eat ground.
I need some deer.
I was going to say I do the venison.
I need some deer.
The elk, and that is what goes into my food. I'm really tired of turkey, so we sticking with the venison, the deer, and the elk. All right, yes. That's what I'm dealing with.
I got the ground turkey on lock over here.
I'm tired of tasting it. Because they're like, eat ground turkey. It's lean. Ma'am, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the turkey. I'm sick of these vegetables. Like, just give me a steak. But.
You can't even have a filet mignon?
I can have half of a filet mignon.
Goddamn. A filet mignon ain't nothing but half.
Right. Now, break that in half and then put more vegetables on the plate. Shit. That is my dinner. Looking like a 2-year-old's finna eat. And I'm just like, they're like, who plate is that? Mine. All right? It's mine. Okay?
That's crazy.
I'll be trying to overdo it with the catfish and be sick later. Like, they're like, I told you.
Fried chicken is cool.
I can't even do fried chicken.
You can't, but no. For this conversation, though, when you could.
Yeah. Oh, my. I made fried chicken, but made it as if I was making chicken tikka masala. That was the best culture mix ever. Ever fried chicken tikka masala?
I got you one. Here's one. Spaghetti. I know it's an Italian dish. Will it qualify for soul food? Because if you throw the spaghetti as a side dish with some catfish.
I mean, if you're putting it with the catfish, because I've had spaghetti with fried catfish on the side and a salad. I don't know what that's called. It's just what I like.
Is that a culture mix?
I don't know. It probably is a culture mix.
That's a culture mix
right there. Italian and the fried catfish. Yes. But when I tell y'all that fried chicken tikka masala, I even made it for my homeboy brother, Paul. He's Punjabi.
Shout out, Paul.
And he smelled it. He was like, hey, it really smelled like chicken tikka masala. I was like, now taste the chicken. And he had to call his family and his people and was like, bro, sis just made some chicken tikka masala, but fried chicken. And all of them are like, what? And he was like, yeah, she did the whole process as if you were going to make it, you know, with the sauce and everything, but I just marinated it and then I fried it. So I was like, even the flour was seasoned to perfection. That was some fire ass chicken. Wow. Now I want to make it.
All right, well, when you make it, I'm gonna need a sample.
I got you.
I know. We got, do you do grits?
No, my husband does. So that debate on sugar grits, or salt with your grits.
This is in my household, okay? This is in my household because I'm not a sugar on my grits. I don't understand that. Why in the fuck is you eating grits
with sugar? Now, look, I will admit I've done it both ways and I enjoyed both. I just can't have grits often. I have to do the creamily.
They're like, stay away from the grits now.
But whatever. So if I'm making like, I've made like this French toast cream cheese thing, and then that's when I had put the sugar, the butter, and the grits, and then the French toast with the bananas and everything was on the top. And it was so good when I ate it. But that was, you know.
It sounds interesting.
It was good. But when I cook it for my husband, I have to use the salt, pepper, you know, some Cajun seasoning because we put shrimp and other stuff inside of it.
Yeah, you gotta have
and shrimp. And so it's savory. So, like, you can't put sugar in it with that. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
So I think it depends on what you're preparing it with. Like, what kind of dish you're making would depend on how you prepare it. I've seen some ones that were, like, amazing with both. So
I like the shrimp on it. Give me some shrimp with a nice
sauce. I'm allergic to shrimp, so I have to wear gloves and smoke shit when I make that. So, no, I don't want my grits with shrimp in it. But I have put steak on it before, but now I can't have that either.
Steak on the grits?
Yes. Across the top, steak, and then a little steak.
Sliced up?
Yeah, sliced up in little pieces and put it across the top. You know how I make my steak and I just plop it over the top of the grits and then boom, there you go, breakfast.
And how are you trying to try this steak and grits?
Oh, and then put an egg on the top. Depends on if you like eggs or not, put the sunny side up. I like to cut into it. And
it's got to be sunny side up.
For me, yeah. But for my husband, he doesn't care. It could be scrambled, it could be fried, whatever.
All right, I'm going to try that one. The steak with the grits with the egg. I'm going to try it. Okay. It ain't gonna be no sunny side up egg for me because that's nasty. I barely like eggs. I don't even like eggs.
I can't even have eggs.
But I'm gonna try it because an egg with some grits, some steak on top. Breakfast for dinner. Mm-hmm. We definitely have to try it. But yeah, y'all tell us what you guys like, soul food, slave food, whatever you want to call it. Let us know what you're eating on. If you have any recipes that y'all want us to try that are somewhere around what we eat. Of course, she can't have that seafood. I am picky. So if it's got hella textures, please don't send that shit to me because it's too much. It will overload my brain. Let us know. If you cooked anything high, you know, any high meals that you made that you think is fire, send that to us too, because you know we got some high recipes where you just be in there chefing it up. Sometimes you create your best dishes under the influence.
You really do. It be some magical experiences too. You're like, oh, it's so good.
Right. You just be eating that shit talking about, oh, this is magical. This I could taste every flavor. Like
what?
You're like, damn, the pan was seasoned just right too. Like, yes, season your pan. That's what you're supposed to do. Season the fucking pan. Okay. Yes. Cool. Speaking of being high and creating dishes, this ain't about a dish, but this is just me being high. Okay? This will give you a little high time. I don't really have my more drunk tales than high times, but today I got a high time because this just happened to me. She don't even know this story. This shit, when I tell you, I was tripping out. So I get home. I'm on my home from work. I decided to turn. There's like a school near me. So I decided to turn right there. Yes, I was driving under the influence, but I was like down the street from my house when I hit my pin. And it just took effect because I think I took a bigger hit than I normally do. Right? But I'm like, it's cool. I'm literally a stoplight or two away from the house. So I'm not worried about it. So it's dark. I turn down this street. There's a bunch of speed bumps, so I'm going over the speed bump slow, and I see this car to my left pulling out of the school, and I see its headlights. So I'm like, okay, but I don't know if it's going to turn to the left, turn into the lane I'm on, or if it's going to go straight. Because at that moment, there was three different options. So I slowed down. I'm driving still. I go over speed bump, and I only see one car. There's one black SUV. And so I slow down because I don't know which way it's going, and I look at the car. I shit you not, this car split into two and went both directions. It went left and it went right. And I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, yo, what? I mean, I was sitting back listening to my music. I turned the music down. I set up. I grabbed the steering wheel with both hands. I look, and I'm just like, what the fuck just happened? Why did this car just split into two? I stopped driving at this point. The car is just coasting, but I'm just looking like, I'm just like, oh, you got to calm down, bitch. You're too high. That car just split into two and went in both directions. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Wasn't that the car split into two? It's just there was another car, a semi-smaller SUV sitting next to it that also happened to be fucking black. So when they turned, one went left, one went right, but it was just two cars. But at the angle I was approaching, it was one car and that bitch split into two. I was like, I gotta get the fuck home now because I'm about to lose my shit. I'm just like, oh shit. So I come in here and I tell my husband, he was like, so you said you hit your pen? I said, yeah. He goes, and where you keep your pen at? I was like, it's in my bag. He goes, okay. In the front pocket? I was like, yeah, why? He's like, yeah, bitch, because I'm going to need to hit that because I want to be that kind of high. He was like, you saw a car split into two?
Because when you first said it, my dumbass, because she said her car split in two. So I'm like, you a fucking liar. I just pulled up. Your car's in one piece. And I was like, so I was thrown off. I was like, what do you mean? I just saw your car. It's in one piece. How'd you get it back together? Like, fuck, we don't need to be split. I was like, your car didn't split in two. She's like, not my motherfucker, not my car. And I was like,
not my car. Like, oh. The car was driving by. Split in the two. Like, it was perfect. Like, you would have thought they were synchronized swimmers or some shit. Cause these niggas both at the same time just in two different directions. And my brain was like, no. No,
my brain was not a computer. I was like,
why did that one car just turn into two? What? I was like, oh, fuck, I'm way too high. I'm like, oh, ooh, shit. Like, shit. I almost called my husband to tell him he could come get me. I was down the street. I'm like, nigga, just run over here, hop in the car, and just drive me the rest of the way home. Because I was just like, what the fuck? But I had to calm down. I was like, bitch, it was just a car on the other side of it. You just didn't see it. It's okay.
My brain wouldn't have did that. It would have been like, bro.
She would have called me. She would have been like, nigga, get over here right now. Just get over here.
Oh, like, that car. Like, mind you, I'm the one who thought I had a whole portal in the back of my car for months.
That's why I saved the story for you, because I was like, damn, I just pulled a LaCoya.
Yes, you definitely pulled a me, because I would have been like, and I would have been convinced,
bruh,
like, for months that car split in half, and there would have been nothing nobody could tell me, because I'd be like, no, because they went in two different directions.
You almost couldn't have. The way it did it, I'm telling you, I had to give myself a little pep talk because I was like, there's no fucking way that I didn't just see that car split into two. There's no way. It's not possible.
Or was it a glitch in the Matrix?
It could have been. Could have been. Because when I tell you that shit, none of it made sense at that moment.
You're like, And that's why I'd be like, okay, at least somebody else be experiencing shit that's not just me. Because I'm like, I would be stuck, like the frozen windshield. Like, first of all, why would I think that I have magical
bitch,
powers?
The way your face just went.
And, like, if y'all was in the car with me, y'all, I really was convinced. Like, my brain convinced me that I had frozen that windshield by doing this hand gesture. And I was staring at my hand, looking at the windshield, staring at my hand like, oh. And even when she turned on the wipers, it still took me a minute to, like, compute what the fuck just happened. I was like, I see what you did, but I'm still not understanding what the hell just happened.
She's like, I saw what you did, but what did I do?
Well, what the hell did I do? Like, I didn't do anything, right? Like, that was wild.
Right. We gotta stop being high.
Never.
Never seen sober.
Actually, I did. I went sober for a while because I wanted to see if my psych meds were working, and no. So here we are. Woo. Here we are. I don't know who the hell thought putting me on Seroquel and fucking Zoloft was a great idea, but here we are. So yes,
we could talk about pharmaceuticals on a later date. Coming up though, on Saturday's episode, we're going to actually have our first interview, friend.
Yay.
I'm excited. We got my homegirl, Kimberly, coming through. She's going to be the first person we interview. She did write a book. She's also a school teacher, a mother of two, and a wife of one.
Well, I would hope so.
Okay. You can hope it. Some people have more significant others than others. This one does not. And she don't play about hers. Her man, her man, her man.
So,
so I don't think she'd ever say it like that, ever. But she'll be on to talk about her book, give us a little bit of her author career, talk about religion a little bit. Her book is titled Through Christ I Can. It's a book on achieving your dreams and living a purposeful life. So, if you are interested, you can pick her book up on Amazon, but we'll...
And tune in. If not, you can skip this episode.
Well, we're not just going to talk just about her book. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be just an interview on her. We're also going to prepare you guys for the Super Bowl, because you know that's coming up.
Yes.
Go Chiefs.
Ma'am.
I know I'm a Steelers fan, but I'm not going to scream for the Eagles. Why would I do that?
I feel it.
And plus, they have Travis. Travis Kelce.
So we got to deal with Taylor Swift again?
We do. Oh. They didn't cover her this year.
Thank God.
They didn't cover her, but they did anytime she was at a game, throw that camera on her. Look at Swifty sitting there with mom. All right, we get it. Okay? They have managed to sustain a 2-year relationship. Let the man play football, because he ain't doing that great this year. Okay? Maybe he's got the Taylor Swift jinx or some shit. Either way, go Chiefs. Fuck the Eagles. I will not.
Go Eagles. I ain't going with the Chiefs.
You just have to do this, huh? You don't want to see a historical three-peat?
No, I'm just going to go with the Eagles.
You go with who you go with. We'll get back to that
But
Saturday.
I do like the Chiefs, so I just don't like Taylor Swift.
You used to Swift with me sometimes.
Yeah, and then she got weird.
That's true. We'll also kind of talk a little bit about music and other stuff. But we're going to get out of here. It's Wednesday. Y'all have a good night. We gave y'all a little bit longer of an episode. Hope it was educational, informative, and hope you stuck through it. If you did, comment your favorite soul food and put that you vibing with the Koyas. Y'all have a good night.
Bye. We're going to egg that.
What? I'm fucking done.